the four students he killed at Oxford High 2 years ago.
My future kids can't meet their uncle. My parents can't watch one of their sons grow up. I won't get to have Tate as groomsmen.
President Biden's in Las Vegas, where he'll address the latest masked attack at UNLV. The suspect had formerly taught at East Carolina University.
One big thing that I remember was he loved Las Vegas. He always talked about he would vacation there a lot, a couple times a year. That was just something that he always liked to talk about.
The November jobs report was better than expected. Employers added 199,000 jobs. Economy reporter Gina Smilek says big questions now for the Fed.
Do they forecast interest rate cuts? And do they give us any hint at whatsoever about when those interest rate cuts might come?
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 20 people in Wisconsin are sick with salmonella poisoning. That's according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. At least 359 cases are confirmed in the United States and Canada. Three people have died. The outbreak is tied to cantaloupe. Young teachers say they hope a lawsuit to overturn Act 10 collective bargaining restrictions in Wisconsin will lead to better pay and more teachers. Maddie Topf is a grad student and teaching assistant at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
We have people who have to live with many roommates or don't have enough money to get groceries.
Police and firefighter unions get to collectively bargain in Wisconsin, but not most other public employees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Young entrepreneurs in Wisconsin have a scholarship opportunity. Junior Achievement of Wisconsin is looking for student entrepreneurs to participate in a competition that takes place on March 6th in Milwaukee. This is for Wisconsin students between the ages of 10 and 18 who have opened a business on or before January 2023. The Young Entrepreneur Competition deadline is Friday, January 12th at 11:59 p.m. Four finalists will be selected. The winner will receive a $10,000 scholarship. You can find more information at wisconsin.ja.org. The DNR has tips on ways you can reduce, reuse, and recycle waste this holiday season. Be sure you know what your recycling facility will accept. Don't put tissue paper, holiday lights, plastic bags or film, or any batteries or electronics in your recycling bins. Wrapping paper that can't be torn can't be recycled. Visit dnr.wisconsin.gov for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badgers volleyball on to the Elite Eight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team headed to the Elite Eight in the NCAA National Tournament. Wisconsin held off Penn State 3-1 in front of over 7,000 fans in a sold-out packed UW Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers will face off with Oregon tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Las Vegas, losing to the Pacers 128-119. Turnovers troubled the Bucks down the stretch. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We have to be more organized. We have to know what we are trying to get down the stretch. And at the end of the day, like, down the stretch is about effort, man. It's about effort and attitude. Like, you have to go out there and take it. I feel like the Indiana team, that's what they did. They crashed the board, got offensive rebounds. You know, they got to their spots, played great defense. You know, got deflections. Like, at the end of the day, like, nothing's going to be given to you in life.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 35 tonight, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like, have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Why do we have salary? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with the Kitchens Open.
A bunch of you are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's been a lot of it been made. A lot of it been made yesterday, last night, while we're talking. I want to start out with the University of Wisconsin system. Maybe a breakthrough. There are some people who might disagree. Voss and the UW administration have been in talks, and we broke that yesterday. And here are some, but not all, of what Voss is demanding to break the impasse. He's willing to release the $32 million that he'd withheld from the UW system. He's willing to have the pay raises go through. Frankly, they already were approved and they're subject to litigation. He has no basis for withholding them. And he is willing to have the engineering building in Madison go through. And that's something that the legislature does have authority to block, even though they are doing it simply because they don't like the UW-Madison. Some of the things he wants, I took a look at the list, and I just heard breaking over the news as we came on the air that President Rothman of the UW system was saying that they have a deal, and I've not seen all the terms, so I can't comment on that further, but what Voss wanted, some of the things that Voss wanted was, first of all, that 10% of the high school classes, the top 10% throughout Wisconsin, would have the right to be enrolled in one of the UW campuses, and the top 5% would have the right to be enrolled at the UW-Madison. Now, that's something that's been used elsewhere to integrate as far as possible their state universities. I leave that to the educators to decide if there's an objection to it, but on its face, it seems reasonable to me. Number two, he wants the number of DEI positions cut by a third. There's a third, two-thirds of them could stay, one-third of them would be lopped off. What I heard over the air just as we came on the air is that Rothman, President Rothman, has said that none of them will lose their jobs. They will, their positions will be reimagined. In other words, they won't be DEI positions, but they may be student success positions and so forth. I'm going to withhold comment on that until I read it, the details of it. But the thing about DEI that's bothered me in other campuses, and I see no evidence of it in Wisconsin, but it's certainly true in Michigan. It's certainly true at Harvard. It's certainly true in Pennsylvania. Certainly true frankly, in Columbia University, that it really becomes not diversity, equity, and inclusion, but diversity, equity, exclusion of Jewish students. In other words, it can be a hotbed of anti-Semitism, and that is what I would want the president of the UW system to ensure does not happen. So we'll take a look and see at that. Obviously, the engineering building is essential. It is, quite frankly, offensive to me that the raises, about 35,000 people work for the UW system. That's about half of statewide public employees. So the other half got raises. The UW system employees did not. Even LeMahieu, the Republican majority leader in the Senate, said, hey, wait a minute. The people who mow the lawns at the college campuses, maintain the buildings, shovel the snow, secretaries, they have nothing to do with DEI. They really don't. They have nothing to do with DEI. Virtually none of them have anything to do with DEI. That's a matter for the regents, the president of the system, the chancellors, and maybe a handful of other people, but that's it. So why are you holding them hostage? And their raises already passed the legislature. There is litigation right now pending before and should end up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that it's based on a couple of things, but one of them would be separation of powers. If the legislature passes raises, and it was bipartisan, it's a gerrymandered Republican legislature, but had a lot of Democratic votes too. And the governor, in this case a Democrat, signs it, and then the gerrymandered clowns in the Republican caucus go, well, we're going to have a committee hold on to them until they're satisfied about what? The sun rises in the east and sets in the west? I mean, what do they have to be satisfied about? To use that as a bargaining chip of some sort to get another objective is offensive. The flip side of that, however, is litigation takes time. And it bubbles up. I do not think that the Supreme Court took original jurisdiction. I may be wrong on that. We'll have to follow up on that. But if they didn't, it takes months. And even if it gets to the Supreme Court, it'll take a month or two to schedule it. And then there'll be oral argument and then appeals and all this kind of stuff. And these people who mow the lawns, shovel the snow, are secretaries, nurses, who have nothing to do with DEI, ain't getting paid, and it's having an impact on retention and, frankly, attraction of people who work for the UW system. So it's a hostage situation. I don't want to overstate it. There are other hostages that are far more tragic and serious, the Hamas hostages that they kidnapped, raped, and then are squirreling away in tunnels in Gaza. But the hostage mentality is foreign to America. It's foreign to America. The Democrats don't do hostages. When Nancy Pelosi, for instance, was the speaker and Trump was the U.S. Congress, Trump was the president, and she didn't say, for instance, we're not going to vote to pay our government employees and the troops. We are not going to fund the government until you agree to the Voting Rights Act, immigration reform, and Medicare for All. She didn't say that. She had her caucus vote to fund the government. The flip side is the Republicans do have a hostage culture. They will deliberately injure the United States to accomplish some what objective. They're going to get rid of a third of DEI positions who will be reimagined. What do you think that means? They're in their offices. Somebody who wants to talk to them can talk to them. I think, and I've told the anecdote before, I'm a graduate of the UW-Madison, the law school. My first year, there was a kid, I really liked him. I was a little older, I'd been in the Navy, but this guy's right out of college. He was Native American. I think he may have been a Chippewa, but in any event, he was a really good guy, and we talked a lot, and you know, he was saying, you know, I'm the only one, or perhaps the only one of few in a class of first-year law students that's almost 300 people, and nothing that we are targeting, nothing that we are discussing that I can see, really impacts the legal issues that are impacting my tribe and me. And I hung out with a guy, and he got integrated in our class, excellent guy. But not everybody like that, and it's not just racial. It's not just Native Americans, Blacks, people, Latino people. I mean, it's first-generation college from rural areas. Go to Madison, oh, my God. So a certain amount of DEI counseling is very, very effective and necessary for these guys. So reimagining a third of them, who knows? On the engineering building, it's about time. I mean, private money was put up to facilitate that. That was a hostage situation. And the pay raises, the $32 million were hostage situations. I'm going to put in one plug from Milwaukee. There was a capital budget item suggested, and the Regents made it either number two or number three. A health science renovation capital budget request from UWM. It was not even put in the budget that Tony Evers proposed. It was not reimagined, put in by the Republicans. Milwaukee got nothing. I'm tired of that. I'm going to tell you, I'm real tired of that. Milwaukee is looked on by both parties as a source of major donor funds, and by the Democrats for votes, by the Republicans for votes in some suburbs. There is a feeling, and I think it's in both parties, certainly in the Republican Party, but I think it's on Evers' staff, and I want to see Evers get his staff under tighter control than he has them. Because there is a feeling, frankly, that Milwaukee can be taken for granted for money and votes, and the hell with Milwaukee, and I'm tired of it. I'm damn tired of it. That health science renovation capital budget has to go through, certainly in the next budget. We need nurses. Healthcare is one of the most important issues. It attracts a lot of majors at UWM. UWM is a tier one research institute. It's only 150 colleges in the country are tier one research institutes. There are thousands of colleges in this country. It is one of two in Wisconsin. The only other one is Madison, UW-Madison. So this business of, well, culturally, somebody on the governor's staff doesn't like Milwaukee, doesn't like its ethnic groups and all that. Well, the hell with you. I'm telling you that right now. The hell with you. The Regents put it very high up, and it was cut out, and I don't believe Tony cut it out on his own. I believe his staff has got to be brought under control, absolutely brought under control. And the Republicans, hopefully it won't be a gerrymandered legislature, but they had better pass it next time. So what do you do? So Voss and Rothman, fellow UW president, come to this deal. Okay, maybe the job gets done, but we also have got to get rid of the hostage culture that's in the Republican Party, who will deliberately injure the state and the federal government if they don't get their way. Coming up, guess what? Another Republican senator is blocking military promotions, not just Tuberville. Coming up.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Aw, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're open 844-967-2789. Well, there's more than one chicken hawk, treacherous chicken hawk, in the Republican Senate caucus in Washington. You know, Tuberville held up all appointments, all promotions of officer level from last February to a couple of days ago. Finally, he released them except for 11 four-star promotions. Oh, great. All the buttercups on the Democratic side and the other chicken hawks on the Republican side wrung their hands and say, oh, he's abusing his power. What power? It's not in the Constitution. Unanimous consent is not in the Constitution. Filibuster is not in the Constitution. One hack, you don't know. Look, there'll be a senator someday, and maybe it's happening now, who's been bribed by the Russians, by the Chinese, by the Iranians. Menendez was bribed by the Egyptians. If you give them enough money, stick in an account in Switzerland somewhere, that will get a lot of them. Take a good look at their faces the next time you hear them speak. Seldom seen less character in human faces. So, you're letting one guy demoralize our military because none of the others will get up on their hind legs and say, the Constitution does not permit one senator from not promoting people or not taking up a bill. It doesn't permit it. We will change that. We're not the House of Lords. We're damn tired of you people. You're not the House of Lords. This clown, that is unbelievable, is Eric Schmidt, the new one. Tuberville is the worst clown. This guy is his assistant clown. Eric Schmidt, Republican of Missouri, a chicken hawk, a right-wing nut and election denier, went along with trying to overturn the last election, the last presidential election, 2020. He now announced he's putting in a unanimous consent hold on five officers. Tuberville's doing 11. He's doing five. Why is he doing five? What are his reasons? Clown says, quote, I am putting in a hold on five officers, quote, for their views on diversity and inclusion, end quote. Oh, great. In other words, five of the officers, these are officers who are making a career of the military to defend our country. Five of them, according to him, believe, what do you think diversity and inclusion means in the military? Any guesses? It means black officers, female officers, and LGBT officers. And if you think, I'll tell you something, if you don't believe that, there's no use having this discussion. Eric Schmidt of Missouri is far to the right, and he does not want five officers who apparently, who knows how, whether they gave a seminar, attended a seminar, had a posting of some sort, think it's a good thing, and by the way, I think it's a good thing, to have black officers, to have female officers, and to have LGBTQ officers. I'll tell you my experience. When I was in the Navy, it was the 70 to 72 time period, the female officers were in the nursing corps, And occasionally there were female officers that were assigned to things like ammunition ships and supply ships, but they weren't assigned to combat ships. My ship was called the USS Opportune, an auxiliary rescue salvage ship. It has the distinction of having had the first female commanding officer of that ship. It was in the early 90s, 30 years ago. There were very few black officers in the early 70s. And there was one fellow I got to know. He was on another ship. I remember the federal government didn't give people off for Martin Luther King Day. That some states did at that point in 70. Well, this would have been it's probably 71 or 2. And he was concerned about that. And he made that known. I agreed with him. And ultimately, of course, the federal government did give people off for Martin Luther King Day. Now, you don't get off for Martin Luther King Day if you're in combat or if you're deployed. If you're deployed, you don't get it. But if you're back and there's maintenance and repairs and you're in port, that's what I'm talking about. And this guy, Schmidt, he didn't say if five of his are part of the 11 of Tubervilles or five of his five or other. But last week or earlier this week, the minute Tuberville dropped his objections to most of them, I know the Senate unanimously passed over 400 of them. So we're going to need clarification. This is the clown trying to retroactively rescind promotions for five officers. Is he posing for holy pictures in Missouri? Look, you're talking about St. Louis, Kansas City. There got to be people down there that don't like this, that don't like these attacks on the military. And I'm going to reiterate this. All it takes is 9 Republicans to override these unanimous consent holds. I want Schumer to put in the promotions of the 11 4-stars and whatever 5 the clown Schmidt is objecting to. And I want 9 Republicans to get up on their hind legs and say they join the Democrats. If they do not, let's take Ron Johnson. He won't. Why? He just got elected, a year ago. So he's golden for 5 more years. He snuck in. None of these issues were brought up in his campaign. They were all soft, crazy issues, identity politics issues. Nothing got brought up that the guy was in Russia on the 4th of July hobnobbing with Russian genocidal sadists. Nothing was brought up about how he had the fake electors in his pocket. We knew it then. We knew it then. And how he's in for now 5 more years, a little over 5 years. So he's figured he's golden and people will forget. He won't support our military. He didn't serve in our military. Neither did Schmidt and neither did Tuberville to Chicken Hawks. But I'll tell you what, we've come to the point where the Democrats, they can pass by simple majority, believe it or not, the 51 votes, or 50 votes if Sinema stabs them, 50 votes. And then what happens is that Kamala Harris, if there's a tie, can break the vote. And you say, we're getting rid of unanimous consent and filibuster for promotions in the military. We've already done it for Supreme Court justices and appellate court justices. Why aren't we doing it for officers in the military? They won't do it, though. They won't do it because they like the prestige. And the guy that busted the filibuster for Supreme Court was Moscow Mitch. The Republicans do it in a heartbeat. The Republicans do it in a heartbeat. Coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather, and a guy in the council on American Islamic Relations, the executive director named Nihad Awad did something that caused Joe Biden's White House to disavow them.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and Republican state lawmakers have reached a deal to break an impasse on UW employee pay raises. University's president Jay Rothman says, among other things, 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion workers will be reassigned to other roles.
No one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success.
The deal will also free up money for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. The Ice Age National Scenic Trail is now officially part of the National Park Service. It's long been administered in part by the NPS. Now it will get more federal money and have a place in the Park Service guidebooks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in Portage County for Monday, December 11th. In Stevens Point, the Board of Water and Sewerage Commissioners will meet at noon at Stevens Point Public Utilities. Following that, the Airport Commission will meet at 12:30. The Judicial General Government Committee will meet at 3:30 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Finance Committee will meet at 4 in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Joint Meeting of Space and Properties, Finance, Executive Operations, and HCC is postponed until January 8th. The Transit Commission will meet at 4:45 at Central Transportation. The Veterans Service Commission will meet at 5:30 at the Portage County Annex. The Stevens Point Personnel Committee will meet at 6, the Public Policy and General Government at 6:05, the Board of Public Works at 6:15, and the Finance Committee meeting will begin at 6:25. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Bucks leaving Las Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA's first in-season tournament will not include Milwaukee. The Bucks losing to the Pacers, 128-119. The Pacers will advance to the final round, 7:30 tomorrow night. How can the Bucks cut down their second-half penalties? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, get open, you know, drive the ball, make something happen. And, you know, we've done that in the past. Today, I don't think we did it as well. But at the end of the day, like, we have to be better down the stretch. Like, we got to know what we're trying to accomplish down the stretch. I feel like sometimes we wasn't on the same page.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for Monday Night Football against the New York Giants. Running back Aaron Jones on the practice field. Limited, but back just a few weeks after getting that cart ride for a sprained MCL. I asked Jordan Love how this team has gone from a four-game losing streak to winning four of their last five games.
Yeah, it's done a lot, obviously. Just to get rolling and get back on a win streak right now has been huge just for the team and for myself.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 35 tonight, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat!
It's got...
Come on!
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
That's a good one.
Welcome back to Masculine Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, Michigan, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon. We always have to remember and never forget, Tommy Tuberville has not done anything right. He never has and never will. What he did, he caved. So he's done nothing right by stopping what he did. And saying that he is for the military, give me a break. He never served. Now, I can't say anything about that myself. I never served. But when I meet any service person of any, police officers, I'm right here on the Detroit River, Border Patrol, anybody, EMT workers, postal workers, I always thank them for their service. Because if not for them, I don't know how we would have gotten through COVID. Matt, as my second point, I think we ought to think about that word hostage, especially when we're talking about political situations. When we have cyber attacks, we call the term being held for ransom. And I'm hoping we can start to think that when there are tricks and whatever in politics, instead of using the word hostage, held hostage, maybe it's held for ransom. Because always it comes down to money. All right, Matt. Thanks. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks for the call, Andrew. You can call it anything you want, but a rose by any other name is just as sweet, as the bard said. The fact of the matter is that at the state level in Wisconsin, you can call it ransom, you can call it hostage. The Republican Party is refusing to do things that are eminently in the interest of our university, would hurt our university if they don't do it, have overwhelmingly public support. And in one case, which are the raises, were actually passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. And they're simply refusing to do their duty. And they're doing that to try to get accommodations, policy accommodations that they have no right to get. And it looks like President Rothman will agree to reassign a third of the DEI workers. And you can argue, well, on that part of it, they should not have held up the raises or the engineering building either for as a hostage or for ransom, whatever you want. But okay, at least we'll get them released. But there are a couple of other things they're doing. And I didn't give you the whole list, and I do not know what Rothman agreed to, but one of them was they wanted a donor-paid conservative professor to be put on the faculty, I think at Madison, maybe they want him in all the campuses, who will teach conservative thought. Now, look. There was a donor, it was one of the Bass brothers in Texas. They're the ones that, remember, tried to corner the silver market. They're multi-billionaires. They offered to give Yale several hundred million dollars if Yale would set up some kind of department with professors of conservative thought, and the Bass brothers would have the right to veto any appointment to that faculty, and Yale turned them down. I mean, Yale has plenty of money, but, you know, it was a couple hundred million. They turned it down. They said, we can't have donors or legislators picking our professors. Now, these people in the Republican caucus, they're very bad. When you gerrymander something, you come up with the dregs. I mean, you really do. You come up with the mangy ancient catfish at the bottom of the Chippewa flowage who just lie there and wait for food to drift down to them. I don't know what kind of educations they have, quite frankly. We study conservative thought in universities all the time. I did. If you take a political philosophy course, a literature course, you take a political science course, a sociology course, you are going to read books and consider thought by some very conservative people. For instance, a political philosophy course that I took You know, we read Hobbes, the philosopher. We read Mein Kampf, believe it or not. This was back in the late 60s. But we were, you know, 20 years old. We read it. And I realized the guy was flat out nuts. But and the only thing, or I shouldn't say the only thing, but one of the things I remember from it is at the beginning he dedicated it to, I don't know, 15 people who were killed in the beer hall push in the early 1920s. And I took a look at their dates of birth. They were all 19 years old, 18 years old, 20 years old. Maybe one wasn't. That impressed me that you can basically poison people when they're very young if they don't know history. But the point is, Voss, I don't know what you took in college, but anybody who has a liberal arts education studies a lot of conservative writers. It's part of the framework of Western civilization, and you make up your own mind. So this clown thing that, what, they're going to have Gableman or somebody approve a professor? Give me a break. We're going to the lines. Sharky of Racine. Thanks for calling, Sharky. What's in your mind today?
Hey, thanks. I just wanted to make sure that we got the message through that there was that issue with the Walworth County CCAP, and it's there for the perusal for your inspection. And it's very interesting. It was, you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharky. Yeah, thank you, Sharky. It sounds like you may have left that message with Calvin, and because I'm on the air, it's difficult for him to communicate with me, but I appreciate your contacting us, and I will follow up on any message you left. Thank you very, very much. Well, the White House just distanced itself and pushed away and rejected the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Why did they do that? They did it because their executive director, Nihad Awad, on November 24th in a video, exulted over the October 7 savage attack and the sadism of the Hamas to the Israeli women, children, and other civilians. And here's what he said on a video, quote, "The people of Gaza decided to breach the walls of the concentration camp on October 7. And yes, I was happy to see people breaking the siege. And yes, the people of Gaza have the right to self-defense. And yes, Israel does not have the right to self-defense." The White House immediately removed the Council on American-Islamic Relations from its publicly listed pledge, along with a lot of other organizations, to fight anti-Semitism. And let me give you a little of the background on this, because this is important. The Council on American-Islamic Relations is problematic. The FBI is suspicious of it. More importantly, it has wormed its way in to a lot of institutions in this country in the following sense. And it's not unlike, although Saudi Arabia did it with professional golf, with the LIV tournament, by just putting a lot of money on it. But here's what's happened with the Council on American-Islamic Relations. You remember the Women's March? The Women's March was spontaneous. A million women went to Washington, marched after Trump was elected. They'd had enough. They weren't going to put up with fascism. However, the leadership of the Women's March, and then subsequently, was essentially co-opted, overtaken by people who subscribed to the ideology of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And one of their principal spokesperson was a woman named Linda Sarsour, S-A-R-S-O-U-R, who several years ago gave a speech in Illinois and said, quote, "We hope that our jihad against the American government is pleasing to Allah." She was then squeezed out. The next Women's March, and if you think back, there wasn't a Women's March the way you remembered it even last year. There was a resolution where she was squeezed out. It's a couple of others who'd made anti-Semitic statements and were followers of Louis Farrakhan. But the Council on American-Islamic Relations kept a role in it. So what you had happened several, for the next couple of years, there were two women's marches. And people, I think, like Barbara Streisand and people like that, supported the other one, and it fell apart. The fact is that women's groups right now, even the National Organization for Women, even the Me Too movement, the Progressive Caucus, I mean, Jamila Priyapal is a woman, she's the head of it, all have been ambivalent or silent about not just the rapes by Hamas, but by the sexual torture, by the genital torture of them. And talk about a balance and an equivalence and all that. So be aware of that. And I would encourage women's groups to reorganize again and keep this influence out. Because as long as this influence is in, people are not going to be zealous about backing you, frankly. And the second thing is the Progressive Caucus. I've got to say, the entire Progressive Caucus has, not all are anti-Semitic, but some of them are. Jamila Priyapal is. She has described Israel as a racist state. Ilhan Omar is. Rashida Tlaib is. Cori Bush is. And the rest are intimidated. And I have a question. Why is there a Progressive Caucus? Why is there another political caucus within the Democratic Caucus? We already have a Black Caucus, a Women's Caucus, LGBTQ Caucus. Every ethnicity, everything that anybody has in his mind is a caucus. And the same happens in the right. You have the MAGA Caucus, the Freedom Caucus. They're doing the same thing. And all of these caucuses meet at your expense. They food, travel, whatever, they meet at your expense. This has got to stop. Why should there be, for instance, when a Republican president gives a, like Trump did, gives a State of the Union, you have the Democratic response, but you have the Progressive response. Why are they listed as something different, and yet they have the benefit of running the Democratic label? In Wisconsin, there's a Democratic Socialists of America caucus within the Democratic Party. Why is that? There should be a Democratic caucus and a Republican caucus. And this business of having bifurcated, balkanized sub-caucuses with differing points of view has balkanized the country and has balkanized our Congress. I don't want a Freedom Caucus. I don't want to see these sociopaths. I do not want a MAGA caucus. I don't want a Hurt Feelings caucus. Is this caucus? Is that caucus? It's absolutely alive in the Republican Party also. And what you end up having then is a caucus that's in the Democratic Party is beholden, quite frankly, to the Council on American Islamic Relations is certainly their ideology. I think it's time to rethink this. And remember something, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party can pick their nominees. You can have an open primary, but you can decide who you will tolerate as a nominee. And I do not think, we just had a press conference, Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, who all accused Israel of genocide. And everything was anti-Israel. I'm tired of them being able to use the word democratic as nominees. They're not part of the Democratic Party. This is a very, very, very important issue. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. Absolutely do not hang up. Coming up, believe it or not, Matt Gaetz may be expelled from the Congress. Stay tuned. Coming up, I will get to you. Do not hang up.
Hey, you, the one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Match and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Believe it or not, it is not out of the question that Matt Gaetz will be expelled from the Congress. And if you think I'm kidding, let me give you the background. The Ethics Committee right now is investigating Gaetz, just like they're investigating George Santos, and they take a long time to investigate him, a really long time. And they go over everything and they keep it very secret, and then they issue a report. They are investigating Gaetz on a couple of things. First, sexual misconduct. Second, illicit drug use. And third, misuse of campaign funds. I do not know the particulars of what they are investigating. But remember, he was under investigation criminally by a U.S. attorney for trafficking and for related matters for a long, long time. And his supposed wingman pled guilty and ratted on him, said that he would cooperate. Now, for whatever reason, Matt Gaetz was not prosecuted. I don't know the reason. Sometimes, from my experience and that kind of thing, maybe the victim didn't want to testify. Maybe they felt that they couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, but they knew it occurred. Who knows? Who knows? But suddenly then he comes prowling around the Congress. And one of the things I was amazed at in some of this recent reporting is that he is absolutely hated in the Republican caucus. You know, what he did with Kevin McCarthy, everybody supported McCarthy, which is 210 people, hate him. He was at a Republican caucus, closed door, and he got up to speak, and a number of people shouted, "Shut up, sit down." I myself find him one of the most objectionable people in that caucus. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar are in there, but this guy Gaetz is a smarmy little Weisenheimer, and I do not trust him as far as I can throw him. Now, if the Ethics Committee issues a report, and remember, it's bipartisan, it's equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans. If they issue a report that says, we believe he committed sexual misconduct, if that's all it were, then they'd be indicting the whole Congress. I mean, let me be blunt, but this presumably would be the minors, that he did use illicit drugs, and that he misused campaign funds. I have no idea what that's about. Is it travel on the congressional dime to commit some of this misconduct? I do not know. However, if they come out with that kind of report, the word is that he may well be expelled. Every Democrat will vote against him, 12, 13 votes. But here are some quotations from members of the Republican caucus that absolutely blew me away. Here's a couple of them. Quote, if there's anything
in this report that's bad, I can guarantee people will have their fangs out for him. This is another Republican congressman. Quote, if there's anything in this ethics report that's bad, I can guarantee people will have their fangs out for him. He is hated in our conference. If he comes back as guilty in this ethics thing, I think he's in trouble. As I say, in a recent Republican caucus, Gates got up on his hind legs and started to say something, and everybody said, shut up and sit down. Remember, it takes two-thirds, and two-thirds, I suppose, depending on how many people in the Congress at the time, you know, not every seat is filled. Two-thirds is roughly 290 votes, something like that, give or take a few. If 100, frankly, if 80 Republicans want to expel him, somebody brings a privilege resolution to expel him, Mike Johnson can't control that. It has to be heard in 2 days, 48 hours. And when it's heard, it's up or down, roll call. If 80 Republicans want him out and 213 Democrats want him out, he's out. More likely, about 150 Republicans are going to want him out. Now, that level of, they use the word hatred. That level of hatred for him was not apparent to me. I realized that no one liked the guy. He's a Weisenheimer. He's a bad guy. A lot of them were hoping that the U.S. attorney would take him out. The U.S. attorney didn't take him out. But they're caught between a rock and a hard place. Right now, Kevin McCarthy is leaving at the end of this month. And several people in that caucus have said he did it. He's a petty guy, and he did it to hurt Johnson. Because he's leaving, Santos was just thrown out, and there's a guy named Johnson. I think Ohio, but I'm not sure. I think it was Bill Johnson, who is leaving to take some position outside of Congress. So they'll be down three. They'll have 220 votes. That's all they'll have, 220 votes. And they're two votes north of a majority. If they lose more than two votes, they ain't going to pass anything. And there are 18 congressmen, Republicans, who were elected in districts that Biden won. Now, there's got to be at least three, four, five of them who go, for instance, the Biden impeachment thing, right now, they're going to vote to start a Biden impeachment. The people that are in Biden districts had better watch out. And they go, oh, we're not saying we're going to impeach him. We just want to get the camel's nose under the tent. Well, the camel's had his nose under the tent for a long time, and there's nothing there. All they want, and one of them admitted it, was so that when Biden runs against Trump, they can say, well, both of them have been impeached. Well, no, you have to get a majority vote to impeach. And that is why they are doing it. So by McCarthy leaving, by this guy Johnson about to leave, and by Santos being thrown out on his ear, shouting, the hell with this place. I've been thrown out of better places than this, when the bouncer throws him out of a bad bar somewhere. What you got is trouble, real trouble for the Republicans. And if they expel this clown, Gates, they're going to be down to, what, a one-vote margin. Coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather, and Mark Esper, former defense secretary under Trump, gives a very, very serious warning.
I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What if your next breath is your last breath? Jesus said that no one is good except God alone. Paul wrote that no one is righteous, not even one. Isaiah says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. At First Baptist Church of Wisconsin Rapids, we believe there is hope of life after death in Christ alone. Historic faith. Prayer, fellowship, virtue, the preaching of the word. Visit firstbaptistwr.com.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Biden is on his way to Las Vegas. He's expected to address the latest mass shooting earlier this week at UNLV. Jonathan Hildner was giving a seminar a building away.